So today I'd like to discuss visualization and how we can use it for social anxiety. So what do I mean, first of all? Is it creating imagery that's made up of pictures and movies? Yes, but it's also a movie that contains smell, sounds, tastes and feelings. So sometimes I'll just call it, let's imagine, or how about daydreaming? It's something that's really nice to do. It's something where you're comfortable, you feel safe, and you can just dream and imagine or visualize. It's the same thing. So visualization can help us to feel more calm and relaxed. Can you remember a time where you felt really comfortable, really calm? A time where you were really relaxed? It's good to imagine, because as we imagine that, our mind and our body recall and remember those feelings of being relaxed. So the more we can do that, the easier we can access those feelings when we really need it. Visualization can also be used to rehearse a situation. So you might remember a while ago I talked about how we can make changes and how we start by thinking about them and then we plan before taking action. So by rehearsing something within our mind first, we're able to gather lots of bits of information to help us plan on how we do that thing, how we take action. So for instance, if we are going to an interview, we might imagine ourselves in that interview. We might start that imagination on actually before we leave the house. What are we wearing? How are we going to get there? And in that interview, we can hear our voice. Are we asking the right questions? Do we sound calm and in control? How do we feel within that room? So we can go through all this information within our imagination, and it helps us to prepare ourselves. We can also explore what might happen if I miss my transport. What would happen if I forgot my words? And it can be really useful to explore these sort of worst case scenarios as well as the best practice. And when we explore the worst case scenario of what we're doing, we do this from the comfort of our own safe space, so we can prepare ourselves. When you think about what might go wrong, it sounds like an odd thing to do, but you're doing this knowing that your mind is finding its way around things. It's allowing you to find coping techniques, looking at obstacles and what you might do, being prepared for all the situations. So in this way, if something doesn't go as planned, you have already experienced it and your mind knows exactly what action to take. You can feel calmer and safer in the knowledge that you can cope. Another way in which I use visualization is to gain confidence. So similar to imagining your calm place, can you imagine a time where you have had confidence? Is there something that you do on a regular basis that you're really good at? Or something that makes you feel really great? So it's good to spend some time each day remembering, recalling in great detail, visualizing these experiences and building up your database of what makes you feel really great. Because like when we feel calm, when we feel confident, we can recall and remember all the sensations within our body as well as our mind. So our body takes on the posture of being confident. As with anything, the more we practice, the easier and the better we get at it. So can I suggest that you find a time in your day to imagine, visualize, or daydream? Make it part of your daily routine. So if you want to know any more, please go to my website lifemot.co.uk. And happy daydreaming. Thanks very much from Amanda.